Hello.
Hi, is this our diva?
Hi.
Hi, this is Carolina. I was calling on a recorded line regarding the Debo Provera lawsuit. How are you today?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm good, thank you for asking. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with this?
No, I was just I had come across the information. And my mom, well, actually my mom, give me just a second, I'm asleep, I'm trying to wake up. My mom had come across the information. I've been diagnosed previously with the meningioma. I've had surgery for it. It grew back. I currently have one right now. Well, the one, it came back, but so I was just trying to find out. They both have been benign. So did it have to have a malignancy? Did it have to be malignant or what?
No, there's no requirement as far as that right now. But we can see if you want to meet the criteria to participate in the Debo Provera settlement. Did you want to run through the criteria?
Definitely, yes.
Oh, of course. Again, you said you haven't signed with any law firm, right?
Pardon me?
You haven't signed with any law firm?
No.
Okay, sounds good. And you're a resident of the United States, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And again, I know you mentioned you were diagnosed with the meningioma. Was that after taking Debo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm so sorry to hear.
That's okay, thank you.
Do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
Pardon me?
When you were diagnosed?
The current one was I see they removed it in 2019. So maybe between 2017
Okay.
and 2018, something like that. Now the first one, I don't remember. I've had a stroke and it altered my short-term memory, but all that's in my medical records.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll put around 2018 as an estimate. Does that sound okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, so around 2018. And what was your date of birth?
2/28/73.
Perfect. 2/28/1973. And do you know
Yes.
anyone else who used Depo Provera was in, affected in the same sense?
No, I
Okay.
don't know it.
Well, that's good to hear. And you knew it was the Depo Provera, not another generic version, right? Okay. It is a little redundant, but did you use it for at least 1 year, equivalent to at least 4 injections?
No, I think I had the peel.
Okay. I see. And that was for at least 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, at least 4 uses?
If I'm not mistaken, yeah, because husband and I, we were doing fertility treatments.
I see. No worries. Okay. And when did you start using it? Do you remember the year?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you remember the last time that you used it?
No.
Okay.
It's been over 10 years. I do know that.
Okay. If I put, let's say maybe 2010 is when you started, is that somewhere in that range?
2010. No, it was before then, so maybe it was like 2000,
Okay.
three, between 2003 and 5, maybe.
Okay. I'll put around 2004, meet in the middle there.
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay. And then the very last time that you used it, was that recently?
No, it's been longer than 10 years.
Okay, so for that I could put is that closer to 2010 or maybe before or after that?
It's before that.
Okay. Maybe 2007.
Maybe 5. These
Okay.
are all estimates because I don't know.
Yeah.
Because he and I, we broke up in 2011.
Okay.
And I know I hadn't taken it in some years before then.
Okay. So 2004 to 2006, maybe around that range.
Maybe.
Okay. No worries. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now I have your name spelled ARDREVA. Is
That's
that right?
correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. And then I have last name Washington, common spelling. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, did you have a middle name?
Michelle,
Okay, Michelle, with that.
MICHELLE.
Okay. MICHELLE, perfect. And your social?
541-901-501.
Perfect. So I have 541-901-501.
Yes.
Okay. And then the email that popped up here is ARDREVA. So firstname.73@gmail.com. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have your phone number is 318-518-1056.
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay. Now I need your primary address.
6452 JOY Drive, Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119.
Okay, perfect. I have 6452 Joy Drive in Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. Is there an apartment number or is this a house?
No. House.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now do you remember the doctor's name that diagnosed you?
Yes, Dr. Vandermolen.
Vandermolen. Okay, let's see. And this was in Shreveport?
Yes.
Okay.
What
Okay, so I
is
see
his name,
David
David?
Vandermolen. Is
Yes,
that the one?
that's
Okay.
it. That's it. That's what I was just saying. I think it's David.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad we found that.
Okay.
And what facility were you diagnosed at?
LSU Medical Center, Shreveport. Well, it's LSU Ochsner now.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I do see that Ochsner LSU Health Shreveport Academic Medical Center on Kings Highway. Is that the one?
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now, before you were ever diagnosed with meningioma, did you ever receive a cancer diagnosis?
I did have a malignant brain tumor in 1991.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
but
again,
it
I.
wasn't a meningioma, it was a
Okay.
pineoblastoma.
Okay, you said that was in 1991.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and again, you said you have the medical records for this, right? For the meningioma?
I'm trying to see, Laura. Do I have those? I can get them if I don't have them.
Okay.
That's not a problem, but I think I do. I try to
Okay.
keep up with all that, but like I said, my memory.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Now we do request an emergency contact in case we can't reach you for an extended period. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Yes, my sister Sandra, 318-518-10. Let's do Kenya. I'm sorry, Kenya George, 318-286-9553.
Okay, perfect. And you said that was Kenya George.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, now we do require an email address. Do you have one for her? Or I can put yours there.
I don't have one for her, no.
Okay, I'll just put yours. As far as address goes as well, do you know her address or I can just put yours?
I think it's 4901 Wallace Street, or you could
Okay.
put mine because I'm not sure. It's
Okay.
4901 or 49. I think it's 4901 Wallace, but you could just put mine because I'm not sure.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, perfect. Now, what I am going to do now is I'm going to draft a DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all? Okay, perfect. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent to go ahead and pull those medical records from that hospital, see if they can get that case started for you. Do you have a preference of it being sent to your email or your text messages?
Text messages will be
Okay.
fine.
Okay, perfect. So I'll make sure to set it up for text messages. Now, before I do send this out, I want to verify the information on here is correct. I have your first name, ARDREVA, middle name, Michelle, last name, Washington, I have your address is 6452 Joy Drive in Shreveport, Louisiana, 71119. I then have your date of birth as February 28th of 1973, and your social is 541-901503. Is that all correct?
1501.
1501. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I did just send that through. You could just let me know when you do receive that notification. It'll have my name, which is Carolina Hernandez. And then if you have any issues signing, just let me know. I'll stay on the line.
Okay. Just waiting for it to come through. Okay. I see it here. Opening it up.
Yes, perfect. You could just open that up. Again, if you have any issues signing, just let me know and I'll be more than happy to help.
Okay. Telling me, please read the electronic record and signature disclosure. Where is that? Or is that something that I actually need to read? Or is it going over? What exactly is that?
It says, does it have anything to agree or maybe a continue or start button?
It says, please read the electronic recorded. I'm sorry, electronic record and signature disclosure. Then it has a square, which I have checked. It says, I agree to use the electronic records and signatures.
Okay.
So continue?
Yes, continue.
Okay. Oh, God, I can't even see this on my glasses. This is just standard stuff, right?
Yes. Again, it's just tapping on those yellow fields, and it's just giving the attorneys your consent to pull those records.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, it says I'm done signing.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I did just receive that on my end here. Now, the attorneys will reach out within 48 hours. Once they do receive that paperwork, get it in their system, they're going to reach out. They're just going to verify some of the information we went over here today. It should be a fairly quick call. After that, of course, if you have any case-related inquiries or any concerns, anything at all, you can always reach out to them or myself. Before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, perfect. Well, if you do, like I said, you can always reach out. I'd be more than happy to help. But thank you so much for your time, and I hope the case goes over very well for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. You have a happy holidays to you.
Thank you so much to you as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.